That was the guitar of Preston Reed, and in just a few moments, you're going to hear the Emily Pinkerton Trio. They are, you know, I mentioned earlier this morning that Todd Burch is playing this week. He's actually playing next week on our Solar Concert Series. Emily is playing this week, this Wednesday. I know the difference between Emily and Todd. I would have figured that out myself, but Emily will be there next week. She also and the trio have a CD that should be out this year with any luck, and I think that's just terrific news. You're going to hear about five or so songs from them, and we'll give you a sense of what Emily's been up to more as the morning goes along. I think everybody feels ready. So let me welcome to the Saturday Light Brigade, Emily Pinkerton and Trio. That was nice, Emily Pinkerton and Trio. What was the name of that, Emily?
The song's called Negra.
And roughly translated?
Roughly it translates to my love, my dear one, my dark lady.
Such a sweet song. It's funny how I like listening to songs in other languages. I think I've mentioned this to you before, even if I don't understand the languages, because I make my own words and my own image. And I was kind of hearing "Who Will Rock the Cradle When I'm Gone" as you were singing that, because it's got a similar meter to it, and it's a fun song to listen to.
Thanks. I put two songs together to make that song, a West Virginia one and a Peruvian one, and kind of combine the words, combine some of the melody, and to make something pretty fun to play.
That's nice. What was the West Virginia song?
Sugar Babe.
Ah, okay. I wouldn't have detected that at all, but Emily Pinkerton is here along with three other talented musicians backing her today. She plays our solar concert series this coming Wednesday at 12:15, which has been just terrific so far this year. And congratulations on your Kickstarter success. I was browsing through Emily's website as they were playing, and you clearly have a lot of people who love you and want you to succeed and create more music for them more than anything. You know, the Kickstarter movement, you can raise money for a project simply by saying, this is what I'm going to do, here's what I need. And it's crowdsourcing. Lots of people come forward, and before it actually, a lot of what we do here works that way. And you exceeded your goal, which means now the pressure's on to deliver that CD.
Yeah, we're in the midst of figuring that all out and recording we're recording in a church space at First Unitarian Church. And so it's interesting. I'm really using the room to color the recording. So it's a challenge. It's new for me.
And I'm trying, is that in Shadyside? Is that
that's
the
in
first?
Shadyside,
I should know better, but for some, I just had to be sure that was the right First Unitarian Church. That's a nice hall to
it's
record
beautiful.
In.
It's a beautiful place to play, yeah.
That'll be great. Well, we'll introduce the people that Emily is playing with in a moment, but why don't we take a listen to another song?
Sure.
What would you like to play next?
We're going to play a song from our old album. That first one is going to be on the new one, and this one is from the old one, but a new arrangement called Kingdom Down. Two, three, four. Sink your boots into the hood.
Emily Pinkerton at the Saturday Light Brigade with the Emily Pinkerton Trio backing her, and the trio. And it occurred to me listening to that song and the banjo. Is the banjo in South America much? Is it in Chile?
You know, that's an interesting question. It is. It's not. It was played in the Caribbean a lot more than it was in South America. But if you look around, you'll find folks that play it. There was a Chilean singer-songwriter in the 60s who met some Mormon missionaries who gave him a banjo, and then that was his instrument from then on. And let's see, there's a guy who plays chicha music, which is kind of like related to cumbia, and he plays it on banjo. That's a four-string banjo, though, so he plays it melodically. So you can find it, and it's pretty fun when you do.
Yeah, it fits. In the previous song, there was quite a groove at one point where not the first song that you played, where it was really clear that everybody was on the same beat at one point. You guys know the part of the song, I mean, I think. I saw you kind of look up at each other when that came, and where everybody comes together for a second. It really drives through in a nice way. So who are these boys you brought with you, and why are they here?
They are here because I paid them handsomely. No, because they're awesome to play with, and they're kind souls, and we have a lot of fun. This is Daniel Marcus on guitar, songwriter, producer, amazing guitarist. Lucas Savage on cajon.
That's the acoustic box.
Drummer of all sorts,
not
visual
aware.
Artist. Layo Puentes on bass from Venezuela. What can I say about Layo? Awesome bassist. He plays cuatro, Venezuelan cuatro, and maracas, and, you know.
What is
pretty
cuatro?
Amazing. What's cuatro, Layo?
Did you hear that cuatro? I came here like last year with Candelvia Trio.
Yes. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yes. I know now. I forgot all about that. That was a great performance, by the way. We need to have you back. If we can get everybody in the same room at the same time.
Okay, I'm waiting for the invitation to the Solar Council.
There you go.
I wonder.
No pressure.
That's Jeff's department, but I'll find out. Jeff Barron. But that would actually be a great solar concert. If you're just joining us, Emily Pinkerton is here along with the musician she just mentioned, and I was kind of teasingly saying, who are these people and why are they here? They're all, these men are really accomplished in their own right, and the four of you, what's neat is to watch them as well as listen to them, because it's clear that there's just a lot of heart in these songs and in the music and infusing what Emily's managed to do, which is really to, I'm always intrigued, this, you know, Midwesterner from Indiana has managed to take South American music and blend it with her own unique style, and you just sound terrific. What's next for you?
Shall we do Beautiful Dress? Does that sound good? Okay. I have these hours to dream of you, the lonesome. Thank you.
Pinkerton and Trio. Is that one yours too, Emily?
Yes.
That's
yes.
a really nice song.
Thank you.
How old is that song?
That's less than a year old. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty new. That
yeah.
That could, not that you don't do it justice, but I could hear that song getting covered by somebody and becoming a hit. That song has a really great refrain and just a, that's a really good song.
Thank you.
How long did you work on it?
Oh, you know, that was one of those songs. I was just driving in my car on a road trip, and you know, just thinking about the road, it actually started flooding in so fast. At one point, I stopped at a rest stop and just like, wrote down all the words. And
do you remember the rest stop? Oh, where were you?
I was either in West Virginia or Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I'm not surprised that song flows out of you as you sing it really naturally and clearly, and it doesn't surprise me at all that it came into your head like a flood. That's a really good song.
Thank you.
Emily Pinkerton is here along with her trio playing today. Not her trio, a trio, the trio. Is this your trio? Do you own these guys?
Yeah, they're my trio, man. Yeah. I own them.
They just passed me a note saying they just let her sing with them sometimes.
Yeah.
But And she will be at our solar concert series this coming Wednesday, 12:15. It's free. It's a great afternoon right in front of the Children's Museum. And we're so proud to present this series along with the New Hazelett Theater, the Children's Museum, and PPG Industries Foundation. She has a new CD forthcoming, and your earlier CD is still available, I would hope.
Yep.
And you can go to emilypinkerton.com, excuse me, for more information. We've linked to that. Any other Emily news or trio news that we should be passing along?
I'm really proud. I won third place in a traditional fiddling contest last week. So I'm very happy about that.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. Where was it?
It was in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Uncle Dave Macon Days.
That draws some significant fiddling. Good for you.
Thank you.
Have you ever entered?
I played in a fiddle contest years ago in Connecticut, an old time festival. But I don't play in a lot of competitions, but I've been doing it for fun lately. And so it was gratifying to actually, make it to the finals.
Oh, that's
cool.
That's right. When did you start playing fiddle?
In high school, I played violin for a few years when I was little, and then in high school, I had a folk trio and transferred to fiddle. Then,
well, that's because I don't think you've played fiddle.
I don't play it out much, you know.
I don't think I've seen you play fiddle. That's really terrific. I'm curious the experience of doing this. The Dave Macon Days. I would imagine this draws some real old timers. Did you have folks? In their 70s that you might have been competing with, or just...
A couple. There were definitely a couple there. And they have, folks of all age attend, and there's a big dance competition. And there, you know, they have the 18 and under division, the 18 to 40, 40 to 60, and then 60 and up. So, yeah.
Okay, so you're the striated.
Many age ranges.
And they're 15
and down. 15 and down. Well, we had the Maryland State Junior Fiddle Champion here. Not too long ago, and she was amazing.
Wow.
And what amazed me most is she put down her fiddle and played mandolin, and she was equally, she's incredible, you know, in that regard too. And she's from Punxsutawney in one Maryland's competition. I don't know where she is now. But
very cool.
Emily Pinkerton is here. That's great news. I'm going to ask the question again. Anything else new that's for any of these guys too? No.
Dan has an album that came out not too long ago, My Street.
Yeah, it's called My Street.
Yeah.
This is Daniel Savage we're talking about. So My Street?
Daniel Savage. Isn't Dan Savage?
Dan
like
Savage?
Yes,
the
he
columnist.
Is. Yeah, he is. I just realized that.
I am not Dan Savage, although I read his column.
Oh, no, what am I saying?
What? Luke Savage right here.
Yeah.
That's it. It's Luke. That's how it's Dan Marcus. What am I saying?
Don't worry about it.
Luke Marcus, Dan Savage. Yeah, Dan Savage is the. Let's stay where we are. It's Dan Marcus.
You can visit my website. It's dmarcusmusic.com to check out some of that.
Great. And let's turn to Luke Savage. Anything new with you? No, nothing.
Are you
new.
Related to Dan Savage?
Distant cousin.
Really?
Wow.
No.
Layo?
Nothing new.
Nothing new with Layo.
Everybody's happy and healthy.
I'm waiting for the invitation to the.
Oh, on that note, I am too.
Okay. Come to think of it, so am I. But I.
Okay, Jeff.
Yes. We'll get. It's all Jeff. It's all. I just front it. Emily, let's see. We probably have time for, I guess, a couple more too.
Okay.
So, what would you like to?
However many you would like. We have another one called Summer Heat. Two, three, four. Stars and gold in the moonlight in the tall green pine. Deep in the dark and cool of the midnight hour, I saw you shine. I'll be the stream.
Nice song too. These guys are so much fun to listen to, and I hope you're enjoying them as much as I am. I'd forgotten. I got up to look at the drum, and I was remembering how much I like that snare-y sound that happens with the cojones. You've got like a something inside of there, right, to make it work.
Guitar
guitar strings, actually.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a cool sound and great guitar work from Dan on that song, and a great mix from Sam Suter back there in the corner, taking care of everything. You know, as I was listening to you singing, Emily, it, you know, I sometimes stuff just goes through my head like a sieve. I'm not sure why, but I don't know if I've ever asked you what brought you to Pittsburgh. And if I have, I forgot. Not I forgot that I asked you, but I mean, I forgot what the answer is.
I tell several different stories. Would you like the factual one or the romantic one?
That's
it was a deep ancestral calling that drew me back to Pittsburgh.
Okay, that would be the factual one.
No, that's, well, I mean, kind of. My mother was actually born in Mars and grew up here, and all my extended family on that side is from the area. So I grew up in Indiana because they moved there when she was a teen. But you know, in a way, half my family is from here. So that's the romanticized version, that I was just destined to come back here. But the other more practical one is that my husband's also from here, and we had a lot of stuff stored here, and we have a lot of family here. So it's a really nice place to be, and we're happy that we're here and we can stay.
Well, we're lucky to have you here. I've been to did you grow up in Valparaiso?
Indiana,
Indiana. And that's not too far from Gary, right?
It's pretty much next door,
yeah. Because I used to spend a lot of time in Gary back when I did work, a lot of work for U.S. Steel.
And
I was in that part of the world. Trying to remember Joliet and Cicero and all those places.
Did you ever go to the beach?
No.
Oh, there's great dunes out there to visit.
Oh, I take that back. Indiana, I've been to the Indiana dunes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
In fact, I lost my keys once in the Indiana dunes. This was unbelievable. My Ricky, me, and my mom and dad were driving back from Chicago to visit my brother. And I had seen the dunes, and nobody else had, and I wanted them to see the dunes. So we went walking through the dunes and, you know, just having a ball. And we went back to the car, and I didn't have my keys.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, I was frolicking and rolling around in the sand and everything, and it's like, oh, my God. Like, what are we going to do here, you know? And my dad, to this day, I don't know how he did it. We retraced our steps, and there's this tiny little, like, half-inch metal protrusion, you know, of a key that he saw in the sand, and we'd probably still be there. But that was just a great, great trip. I love the dunes.
Oh, me too.
Well, thanks for being here, and
I hope
folks will go to emilypinkerton.com to learn more about the upcoming CD, not only this week. Now, I think this Wednesday's gig is the only one we know for sure. I looked on the website. Is there anything?
There's,
you've got a private
downtown
event.
Market Square. I believe it's the 17th. I'll have to double-check the day, but that'll be up on the calendar soon. Mid-August,
okay.
We're going to be downtown.
Okay, so look, just watch the website for more information. And thanks to all four of you for being here. What do you want to close out with?
We would like to close out with a Venezuelan piece, because Layo pressured me. No, he didn't. I love the song. It's called Pajarito en Sol, Little Bird in the Key of G.
Después de un viento bandido te fue llevando en voz.
espuma en la mañana, como el río que culebrera entre el estero y la mata, como la baba que cambia continuamente de playa, como el turpial realengo que no soporte una jaula, como el pavón de los caños que busca las nuevas aguas, como el gavial que no habita pajarito, dos veces la misma palma, para quebrar el fastidio y alegre llevar el alma, y así te fuiste en silencio vagabundo, dejándome cual guayaba, colgando de una ramita madurita y picoteada. Debes de muchacha para regalar solo un día aquel que se lo ganara, y apareciste una tarde, vida mía, austero y sin alaraca, en una fiesta de pueblo con alba cuatro y maraca. Primero te vi el son
Emily Pinkerton and Trio, thank you. Sounded great today. And everyone's coming on the Solar Concert Series. The whole trio will be there. Terrific. Look for them this coming Wednesday, 12:15, right in front of the Children's Museum in Allegheny Square. Thanks to all of our guests today, all of the kids from the South Park Children's Theater, Eddie Wilson from Pittsburgh Public Schools, Gabby and her mom from the Summer Dreamers Academy. Tried our best to acknowledge you if you called or emailed today. If we missed your name, we apologize if it's your style to listen without calling in or emailing or commenting on Facebook or tweeting or any of the other hundreds of ways we seem to communicate these days. Insert your name right here and here and here and here. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade. Questions, comments, we hope you'll write. By email, it is slb@slbradio.org. Or use instant input at slbradio.org on Facebook or Twitter, SLB Radio. Join us again Saturday morning at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUP FM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and live and on demand at slbradio.org.